Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple-minute riff on IT and IT security on April 12th. April 12th being the day they release Badlock. Badlock has not been released yet, or I would probably be talking about it. And I may even talk about it tomorrow. Who knows? Badlock, of course, is a vulnerability with a logo and a website and a marketing team and everything but a theme song all around SMB and SIFs. And it's scheduled to be released today, April 12th. Now, putting that aside for a moment, I want to talk about how we manage our security programs within the news cycle. So Badlock being right now, what's going on? Ransomware being what was going on a couple weeks ago. Probably a couple months before that would have been like these spear phishing emails to CIOs. And what ends up happening is, people are building security programs, people are advancing their security programs, and people are being asked, hey, wait a minute, are we susceptible to Badlock? I just heard about it, it's coming out on April 12th. What do we do? How does it affect us? We need to be both strategic and have long-term plans, and those long-term plans, of course, can't necessarily change in a dime, as we've talked about before. And at the same time, we need to be responsive to what we hear in the news cycle. We need to be responsive and ready to answer questions from end users, from our peers, and from our executive management team. How do we do that? I think part of it is following the news cycle ourselves and having a mechanism to translate what we're hearing about in the news cycle into what we're doing strategically for our security program. For example, someone might say, are we susceptible to Badlock? And we say, you know what, we've been working for the past 18 months on establishing a patch and vulnerability management program. That patch and vulnerability management program is currently tracking. We've got 90% plus assets under management, and we're able to respond to things like Badlock. So now that this patch is available, we're going to risk rank it. We're going to test in our test environment, which, of course, we've invested and built up in. And we will be responding to it, you know, very quickly, within the context of our existing risks. Risk rank, execute. And what that allows us to do is tell the story about how we're responding to this new threat. Within the context of how the security program and the investments we've made support our responsiveness and how the process and program improvements we're going to be making will make us even more nimble and even more responsive to the news cycle. So I think that's one way to do it. Another way I like to do it, of course, is threat modeling within the incident response program. If we're doing monthly or quarterly exercises where we take one of these threats, ransomware, what have you, and we decompose it, we look at the tactics, we map it up to our program, and we show where we're protected now and where the improvements we're making will protect us in the future. Those types of things, tying what's in the news to what we're doing now, so that we can continue to get buy-in and we can get support for the changes we've already made and the changes we're about to make. Those types of things are critical in terms of being able to answer the question, are we susceptible to X? And today, X is Badlock. Have a good one.